Well, Hashem, the schus to start a new maimer just in time to enter into Purim. V'yoyishet ha-melech la-Esther, sharvit ha-zov, v'tokem Esther, v'tamel lefnei ha-melech. In the chelik beis of the collection of the mamorim, Teit Samach Gimel. I want to give you a shkara to the uncle for taking care of the storm. Shkara. And as we've seen over these years, that when the Alter Rebbe begins, he begins with a pasuk in the context of that inyan, of that particular inyan, but from there he spreads his amazing, enormous wings over kol ha-tarkula, all of life, and everything. Becomes caught up in that Torah. So, of course, this is going to go way beyond Purim, but it's neged to everything in life. We're going to learn so many beautiful and important yesodos. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayeshet haMelech l'Esther shavit haZohav," that the king reached out and he gave Esther, he reached out with the golden scepter. V'tokim Esther v'tamel lefnei ha-melech. And Esther rose up and she stood before the king. Teit Samach Gimel. Lahovin inyan ha-shinuyim shebein parasha zu l'parasha shelamala. So the Alter Rebbe says we need to understand why is it different over here from what is stated before. D'sham nema v'yeshet ha-melech esharvit ha-zohav asher b'yodai. It says before, when Esther Malka was waiting outside, she was afraid to approach, she wasn't invited, she wasn't summoned, it was dangerous to go into the king without being summoned. So over there, we're told that the king stretched out the golden scepter and she touched it. But here it says, Vayeshet, he gave it to her. V'gam shomnem v'tiga b'reish ha-sharvit. It says he stretched out the sharvit, the scepter, v'tiga, and she touched the top of it. The end of it. V'kam mashma shenosm l'kol ha-sharvit. Here it's mashma that he gave her the scepter. So we need to understand that chiluk. V'gam lahavin in yizah b'chol zman mahu. And the Rebbe says himself over here, we need to understand how this applies to everything at all times. What does this mean in the relationship that we have with Hashem? Because we all know that Hamelech is only a disguise for the Melech Malchei Hamloch and the King of all Kings, V'kadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei Knesset Yisrael nikreis b'shem Esther. Everybody in the Megillah is wearing a mask, is disguised. Esther Amalka is the Jewish people. Chazal say that in many places. The Knesset Yisrael nikreis b'shem Esther. The entire Jewish people is called Esther. Al shem v'anoichi haster astir espanai b'yemahu. As it says in Pasuk, Hashem says, I will surely hide my face from you on that day. Ki pnei Hashem, which is Esther Malka's name, anoichi haster astir, the Jewish people living through this concealment. Shehu gilui shchinosei k'mashakosuv Yo'er Hashem panav elecha. Hashem's face means when the Shechina, when the Divine Presence is revealed to us. And this face of Hashem kivyachol, hu achsha bizman ha-golos mesuteres. Right now, in the time of Golos, the Shechina HaKadosh, Hashem's face, is hidden from us. The Shechina, remember, and Knesset Yisrael are one and the same. The Jewish people, in her root and her source, the Knesset Yisrael and the Shechina are one. That the Divine Presence of Hashem is embodied and revealed through Knesset Yisrael. In Golus, the Shechina is hidden, and the Jewish people are hidden. Knesset Yisrael is in a state of being mechunasim, gathered and hidden. The Bchinas Bayayim Hahu, which is the meaning of on that day, when it says in the pasuk Vanoichi Haster Astir Panai Bayayim Hahu, on that day, when we speak, when the Torah speaks in that lashon of Bayayim Hahu, on that day, the word Hu is always concealment, is always hidden. Ki Yom HaHu Moira Al Yom She'enu Nira V'Nigla. Yom HaHu, when we say on that day, what does it mean on that day? On what day? It means that the day itself is unclear. Yom HaHu as opposed to Yom HaZeh. Yom HaHu means obscurity, unclear. Ki Yom HaHu Moira Al Yom She'enu Nira V'Nigla. Ma She'enu Kein Yom HaZeh. Next page. The derech prat b'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, and this, of course, is what each and every Jew goes through in this world in Golus. The Jewish people as a whole are called Esther, and Esther is hidden. Anochi haster astir panai b'yemahu, and the Shechin is hidden. And so too in the life of each individual Jew, the derech prat b'chol nefesh mi Yisrael. In the life of a Jew, of each individual person, when the spark of his godly soul is covered and hidden and enclosed in thoughts, words, and actions of the physical world, when the light of Hashem is not upon him and is not revealed through him, when a Jew does not feel that presence of Hashem, kavua, nikba, firmly established in his brain, in his heart, to feel a love and an attachment to Hashem, with the heart being fully revealed, with a great passionate feeling of love for Hashem. Kim bebchinas makif alav milamala, when the love is not something which has penetrated and fills the heart, but instead it only hovers over the heart and surrounds it, but doesn't fill the heart. Nikra bechinas ahava zu b'shem Esther. This way of love is called Esther. In other words, when the love is not filling one's soul, when a person's mind and heart are distracted from holiness, are not thinking about God, and his lips are not speaking about God, and his actions are not for the sake of God, and a person's thoughts, words, and actions are enclosed in physical inyanim. So at that time, even though it's true that a Jew be'etzem loves Hashem, but that love at that time is bebchinas makif. It's a surrounding love, meaning it's hovering over the person's consciousness. It doesn't fill his consciousness. He doesn't feel that. So when a person is in that state of ahava, which is a bebchinas makif, which surrounds and doesn't fill, that's called Esther. Nikra bebchinas ahava zu b'shem Esther. It's hidden in that mystery of on that day, meaning it's there, but it's not Bayam Hazeh. I don't feel it now. It's Bayam Ahu. She'en b'zgalus, it's not revealed. It's not manifested, it's not felt. V'hi b'chinas nekuda b'heichala. This can also be described as a point in the Heichal. Nekuda b'heichala, a hidden point in the sanctuary. The sanctuary, of course, meaning the inner sanctuary of a Jew's heart and mind. Nekuda beheichala means it's something which is there, but it hasn't been mispashet. It hasn't spread to my conscious thoughts and feelings, to my limbs. It's a point in the sanctuary. Nekuda beheichala. Nekuda beheichala. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Schusi, again, he used to sometimes, he would say, he would make a certain point, and he would say, "Oh, this is not a nekuda behechala." He would say, "I'm only telling you this as a nekuda behechala, as a point in the sanctuary," and I, meaning that you have the responsibility to take that and to understand and to work it through. But it's a nekuda behechala; it's a point in the sanctuary. I'm not giving you the whole Torah. So when that ahava, when that love exists in that state of a nekuda behechala, of a point in the sanctuary, but it hasn't spread its light to the outer extremities of the Azores and then Yerushalayim and then Eretz Yisrael and all the way down to your little toe, which is like, you know, Chutz Laaretz, where we live in New York, it's like the toenail of the toe, right? The Nekuda Be'echala is the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside each and every one of us. There's a part of us that's called Yerushalayim, and there's a part of us that's called New York, or Nassau County. There's a part, Suffolk County, that's the Nineveh of Amalek, which is B'gematria Suffolk, right? So, that part of us that's far, far from the Nekuda Be'echala. So in a tzaddik, the Nekuda Be'echala has spread all the way to New York, all the way to the little toe. But the Nekuda Be'echala is always there. It's just concealed, it's just hidden, and it's far away, and it hasn't touched the outer regions of your personality. So you don't feel that love. But you're not thinking thoughts of Hashem. It's a Nekuda Be'echala. Bepnimius nekudas libay vaday misuteres yahava b'chol nefesh miyisrael, meaning in the inner point of the heart, certainly there is hidden the love that every Jew has for Hashem. Ve'ein lacha adam she'ein lo b'china pnimius zu. There isn't a Jew who doesn't have that nekuda be'chol. Who doesn't have the nekuda be'chol? It's just a question of how buried it is. I read the other day in a sefer that once the famous writer, Achad Ha'am, you heard of him?
Of course.
Achad Ha'am, his name is Osher Ginsberg. Achad Ha'am was a genius, was one of the biggest iluyim in learning in Torah. As a young man, when he was 15 years old, he already had letters that he wrote to the Shaul HaMeshiv, to Lemberg HaRav in learning, to Achad Ha'am. He was a genius. He married a descendant of Chernobyl, of noble stock, and he became a Welt Apikoros. He became an Apikoros. There are all kinds of rumors that maybe before he was Nifta, he was something, he started keeping Shabbos, putting a tefillin. I don't know if it was ever verified. But he was a Jew that knew how to learn. Not just knew how to learn, he was a genius in learning, but he had a very, very cold heart. So I saw in a sefer that he once went to see the Rebbe Yashab from Lubavitch. He went to see the Rebbe Shalom Bir, Rebbe Yashab. And after Achad Ha'am left, so all of Achad Ha'am's entourage went to ask him about the Rebbe, and all the Chassidim went to ask the Rebbe about Achad Ha'am. And when they asked Achad Ha'am about the Yashab, he was very nispal from him, but all he said was, "The Rebbe knows exactly what's going on." That's what he said. The Rebbe knows what's going on. He wouldn't say anything more than that. They asked the Rashab, "What do you say about Achad Ha'am?" The Chassidim went to ask Rebbe, "What do you say about Ha'am?" So he said, "Even if Moshe Rabbeinu were to tell him Torah personally, he wouldn't be Mekabel. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu were to tell him Torah face to face, he wouldn't be Mekabel." So the Chassidim were very nispal from that, you know, to say such a thing. He's still a Yid. He's still a Jew. That's the Nakuda Bechala. But it's so covered, unbelievably covered, that even he said, the Rashab said, that even if Moshe Rabbeinu would tell him panim al panim Torah, he still wouldn't be Makabalin. Ad kedei kach. And I want to tell you something. I read everything Echad Ha'am wrote when I was younger. And for those who ever, and don't do that. Don't do that. But I was a different kufa, but I read all of his writings. My father didn't know that I was reading it. And my father saw once that I had in my room. And I just didn't know what happened to it. And I asked I said to my father, something, I had a book on me. My father said, the truck took it away. I said, what truck? He said, the garbage truck. I said, Daddy, it's too late. That was the last one. I read all of them before that. So my father said, Hashem is supposed to clean your head from his garbage, as he said. I don't know if he has yet. It's a long time. But you know why it's so hard to clean the head from Echad Ha'am? Because anything you read from him, you thought you were reading a sefer. He wrote in the Lashonis, he wrote, his Lashon was filled with the Rambans and Gemaras and Rishonim, Apikorsis, but it was written, it was so beautiful, and you thought you were reading Torah, and then when you put it down, you start to think, what did he say? And you're trying to figure out, and he wrote it, and he had such a Lashon, and it was all with Chazals. And he wrote even in the Lashon of the Svar, all Apikorsis. And even an Afal Pichen, the Rashab said, there's Nakuda Behechala. It's in the Kudu Beichel. And they say that at the end of his life, without Moshe Rabbeinu talking to him, that something changed at the end of his life.
We learn at school, by the way.
What did you learn about
him? It's part of...
In Eretz Yisrael, he's in the secular school, sure.
Sure, this is part of you.
He was one of the greatest writers. Yeah. Half the streets in Eretz Yisrael are named after him.
You have to read Bialik, and you had your Masmid, and all this, you have to read...
Bialik was a Mamin. He was already a Mamin. Bialik was a Mammon, but then he had Chernichovsky was an Apikaris. Chernichovsky and Echad Ha'am were the biggest Apikaris. But Chernichovsky was not Moritz, but Echad Ha'am was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud Chacham. He wants to give that Shiraim by Tish. He was making fun of his, I once mentioned he was making fun. He said that if the Chassidim knew that I was already an Apikaris, they wouldn't have ever taken from me Shiraim. His father-in-law was a Rebbe. Echad Ha'am's father-in-law was a Chassidish Rebbe. And he was away for a few weeks, and his father-in-law asked him to run the tish. And he said, the chassidim were all jumping to take from me a piece of fish, and I was such an apikaris. And I gave them fish, and they were eating it. They knew how I poisoned them with that fish. That's what he said. For me, they took shirayim. That's what Echad Ha'am. Because he still went to the Bein Peis. Only afterwards, he waited until after his father died. I think he had Derek Harris's father. After that, he had even Michal Shabbos. But a yid is a yid. There's an akuda beichala. But it's covered. The ve'en lecha adam she'en lo b'chines pnimi yizu. There isn't a Jew that doesn't have that akuda beichala, that point of the heart. But it's it's so hidden. Like it says in the pasuk twice, anochi haster astir. Two hastars. Which the tzaddikim say means that you don't even know. You're so far from the Baruch Shalom, you don't even feel that he's far from you. People like us always feel bad. All our lives we feel big because we feel like, how come I don't connect to Hashem? How come I'm so far from Hashem? That's already a madrega. But when there's an ochi haster astiv tzveimol twice, it means it doesn't even bother you. It's so hidden that you don't even feel that it's hidden. Ela shalahaitzi. However, how one extracts that hidden, how you bring out that hidden point, how much you have to work on that, what's involved in getting the Nekuda Beichala to shine to the rest of the Mikdash, to the whole Beis Mikdash, to the Azores, and then to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to the whole world, meaning all the way from your head down to your little toe, that your feet will not take you someplace that they shouldn't. Even if you think that you want to go someplace big, your feet won't take you. Akadeka. That's different with each person. Ein eshava b'chal adam. Lachain therefore, the yimais ha-mashiach. Therefore, the yimais ha-mashiach. So is the yizdakei cha-adam. When will come time for Mashiach, Dagi, he's shining with a mitzvah daf. Then what? So is the yizdakei cha-adam. So then, then we'll become refined, we'll become purified. Shalaz yizdakech adam, azayiyeh bebchines v'nigla kvayt Hashem. Then there will no longer be a time of Esther. It's interesting, we still call it Megillus Esther, we don't call it Megillus Hadassah, right? It's still Esther. And a few people have asked me, so after the Hamayis, so why do we go back and call it by a Jewish name? Why do we call it Esther? Esther wasn't. Esther was what? Hadassah. He Esther. Esther is really a Persian name. It means, it's Tahara, means the moon, but it means, we know that it means, it's what Chazal told us, that it's hinting to Anochi Haster Aster, but it's not a Jewish name. Esther's not a Jewish name. It's the name of a Persian idol. It's the name of a Rodazar, Esther. In Aramaic, in Aramis, it means Istahar means, and in Persian it means moon. So after the Maisa happened, everything was okay. And so then why don't we call her? We should call her Hadassah. That's her name. So because until Mashiach comes, and remember that Megillas Esther, Purim has to carry us, Purim takes us till Mashiach. Without Purim, there wouldn't be a Jew left in the world who's Shomer Mitzvos. There wouldn't be a Jew left who remembers God if not for Purim. So until Mashiach comes, we carry the name Esther. Because only then, Sha'oz Yizdakech Adam, only then will we be purified. And Azai Yeh Bebchines V'nigla Kvayt Hashem, only then will Hashem's glory be revealed. V'ro Kol Baser, as it says in Pasuk, in Navi, then all flesh will see Hashem. Doesn't mean you'll think about him or feel him. The very flesh itself of a Jew. There won't be any. The physical body itself will be filled with that awareness of Hashem's Baruch. Libi ubisari yiranu el kelchai. Libi ubisari yiranu el kelchai. That my heart and my flesh will sing to Hashem. And then the time of who will be changed into ze. Who means we don't know. It's hidden. Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. It's in the third person. We don't really know. We believe, but we don't see. We don't feel. Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. But the Makom, we don't know. Even the Malachim say Aye Makayim Kavayde. It was Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Aye Makayim. Where is he? What is he? So right now we're living through. Because we can only speak about Hashem being he or him, but not Bam is to say you. We don't know what that means. It's everything is who. But when Mashiach comes, the who will be changed into ze. And where do we see that? It says in Pasuk. Va'omar b'yom ha'hu. So we're saying now, in Golus we're saying, on that day, we don't know what that day is because the day of Mashiach is hidden from us. We don't know when it is. So, on that day, what will change? What will be said on that day? Every Jew will be able to say, Hine Elokeinu Ze. Kivinalai, the one who we were waiting for, we had hope in. Nagila Ze Hashem. Kivinalai, Nagila Nisbuchav Yishuas. Ze Hashem, Kivinalai. Hine Elokeinu Ze. Because then the who will change to Zeh. Perish, Yoyer or Hashem is galus, that on that day when Mashiach comes, the light of Hashem will be revealed, ad she nitpas v'nikba, till it will be grasped and fixed, firmly implanted. I feel about Moichel v'seichel and Eshi, that even a human mind will be able to grasp. V'ro kol bosa, as it says in the Pasuk, all flesh will be able to see. Mamish. It'll be, we won't be able to see the essence of God, not that we can't see, but we'll be able to, with our physical eyes and our senses, to be able to see the presence of God, mamish, everywhere. Biriya gashmis chushis kilokeinu, hu b'chinas zeh. That what all of these years was who? We spoke about Hashem, but we never really witnessed it. We spoke about, we didn't see. When Mashiach comes, we'll be Zeh. Ashel Zeh Kivinulai. And it's for that Zeh we've been waiting all these years. Pesach night, a little bit, you could taste it. And Yom Tovim, especially Pesach, because Pesach is Zugali Shechina. So therefore, you could say Man Nishtana Halayla Hazeh. On Pesach night, there's a little bit of Man Nishtana Halayla Hazeh. That this night of Golus is different from all other nights. That in, even in Golus, Balayla has on this night of Pesach, there is Epesach Hazeh. Agilu Shechina by Pesach night. But it closes up very quickly. But Mashiach comes, it's going to be Zeh Hashem Asher Kivinu, Zeh Kivinu Loi, V'lo B'chinas Ahu, it's not going to be any more B'chinas Ahu. Okay, let's learn the commentary of the page. Okay, let's just go past the black letters because we just said that. The Psukim de Lael. In the Psukim before in the Megillah, Mufurish Shachashverish Achaz es Hashavit Biyadai, it's clearly explained that Achashverish was holding on to the scepter. Vaheshitai li Esther, and he only stretched it out to Esther. That she should just touch the end of the scepter. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case here the second time when she approached him. It doesn't say the sharvet asher biyado that was in his hand. It doesn't say vatiga bereish hasharvet that she touched the top of the end of the sharvet of the scepter. Well, mashma, it sounds like Shenosan leEsther is kol hasharvit, that he gave Esther the entire scepter. Shahayshit miyada liyada mamish. We need to understand that. What changed? What happened? From the end of the scepter to the entire scepter. V'gam lavin yizeh b'chol zman mahu. Yedua shatayr hi nitzchis. We know that the Torah is talking to us all the time. Nitzchis. Every single mitzvah of the Torah, everything, every word of Torah, even when we don't see that it's nageh to us, l'maisa, every single word is mamish talking to us. Perish kol inyin ve'inyin shebetayra, yeshnei ba'avayde v'chanis, etzah kol echad v'echad miyisrael, b'chol mokom, b'chol zman. Every single thing that's in the Torah applies to each and every one of us, in every place and at every time. V'chein b'inyaneinu, and so it is with our inyan, shebechol zman kayomim shnei oifani avayda. We're going to learn that throughout all of our lives there are two ways of serving Hashem. Echad b'ayfins devetiga b'reis hasharvet. One is called touching the end of the scepter. V'echad b'ayfin denesinis kol hasharvet kula. The other is holding the entire scepter. So the Jewish people are called Esther. Ahaster Aster, because Hashem's face is hidden, which means the Shechina, which is Knesset Yisrael, is hidden. V'yuvin zeh behekdam de'Esther m'loshen Hester kinu leKnesset Yisrael b'zman haGolus. The name Esther is referring to the Jewish people in the time of Golus. She'az Shoyer Hester Panim, which is a time of Hashem's face being hidden. K'maymer Chazal, Esther min haTorah minayin shenemar v'anochi Hester Aster panai b'yomahu, as it says, in the Gemara, this is where Esther is hinted at in the Torah, I will hide my face on that day. Shepnei Hashem, dahainu gili shchenosu shenikra, pnei Hashem, k'meshekosav yor Hashem, ponav elecha, that face of Hashem kivyocha, which is the gili shchini, which is the divine presence of Hashem, revealed, that face is hidden. Mustorim bizman hagolus b'chinas b'yayim ha'hu, and it's referred to as on that day. Perish b'yayim ha'hu, yayim hu, Or Hashchina. The day means the sunlight. It means the light of the Shechina. Uchshul behester, and when the light of Hashem's presence is hidden, nikra hahu, then it is called hahu. It's something that we can't see. It's hahu. The nigud liyom hazeh. In contrast to yom hazeh, this day. Hamoira al matzav. Sheldavar hagolui le'einayin. Hazeh means when something is visible to the eyes. Mara bets boy va im ze. When you could point to something like by Kriyas Yam Suf, ze keli van vayu. When you could point this, oh, that's it. And this is in each and every Jew, that the spark of that spark of ze is hidden, of the Shekhinah is concealed and hidden beneath thoughts, words, and actions that are related to physical things, not to Hashem. The same way that it, in a general way, this is the situation between Klal Yisrael and the Shekhinah in Galus. So it is for each individual person. B'chol Adam Yisrael, with each Jew, the Hashem Esther, Moira al Matzav Shel Hester. That the name Esther is referring to a state of concealment. When the godly spark of the neshama is behested, actually, is hidden and concealed within him. Because the person is preoccupied with physical things. He's shakua ben yonam gashmi. And his thoughts, words, and actions binyanim gashmiim in physical are busy with physical things, and nasim kamei levusham chasal or lakishim nishmasa, and have become like a garment, like a cloak, a garment that conceals the godly light of his neshama. Look at footnote 6, a very, very important little comment. All the way on the bottom. Even deeper. Mr. Mittler Rebbe explained. Gam ha-machshova ha-diba va-maisa shel ha-adam b'inyanei Torah mitzvahs. Now, the Alter Rebbe himself was talking about, he said that your thoughts, your words and actions are concealed and hidden and covered in physical things. What his son, the Mittler Rebbe, added is that even when you're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, you could be in a state of hestapanim. The Mittler Rebbe said, we know that without the Mittler Rebbe telling us that, yeah? But that's what he's saying. Even your learning can be hiding the light of the neshama. If your learning is just like, you know, to sound smart or to make a point, or because you'd rather do that than get a job or something, right? If God forbid one's mitzvahs are just by rote, by habit, or if your learning is just on your davening is just on the lips but not in the heart, then too you're in a state of Esther, of Haster Aster, that covers the light of the neshama. So it's not only physical things that can cover the light of the neshama, even spiritual matters that are done in an unfeeling, unconscious way also cover the light of the neshama. I mean, it's better than something else, and maybe over the years it'll help you eventually come to the nekuda be'echala, to come back to that point. But still, certainly one can experience a hest upon him while you're standing in the kaisel and davening neila. So the light of Hashem is not nitpas v'nikba in your mind, in your heart, the love to actually feel the love of Hashem. It surrounds you. It hovers over you. Me'ach, we're back in the text on top. Me'ach Hashem or Hashem me'ir b'nishmasa b'gitloi. When the light of Hashem is not shining within you, is not revealed within you, ki'im b'b'chines makif, it just surrounds, meaning it doesn't really, you don't feel it, you don't sense that love of Hashem and the attachment to Him. That the love of Hashem is not fixed and revealed in your mind, in your heart, to be attached to Him. The love is hidden. For sure, every Jew has that ahava. That's not a question. But it's not b'hizgalus alev.
Rav Nachman Shir, we used the term Gilui Alev.
His Galus Alev.
And there was negative.
The Ksil, because the Ksil only wants his Galus Alev, but.
And here?
No, but over there it's talking about the seal lives by what he feels. And what does he feel? He feels like going to sleep. He feels like doing an aveira. That's over there. That's talking about Bezgala, that the Einachafis Aksil El Bezgalas Libai. Bezgalas Libai here is something else. Here we're talking about being Megala in one's heart, in the Kuda Apnimis, that the inner soul of a Jew should be revealed Bezgalas Alev. There it's talking about just all of his Narishkeit is Bezgalas Alev. It's not talking about the Elikus. The Ksil wants only his Galas Alev. I feel like this, I feel like that. That's the Zgalas Aleif that Rabbi Nachman is talking about. Here it's talking about that I'm able to feel, even my Zgalas Aleif feels what's in the deepest part of who I am. That's not how the fool lives. The fool doesn't want to feel what's on the deepest part of him. He only wants to feel what's on the surface. You understand, Avram? That's the difference. So this love is called Esther. Kshehinu Suteris. Bebchinas b'yemahu, she'ene bezgalas. Lefichach nikas ha'avuzo b'shem Esther, al shem she'ene bezgalas aleiv, ele behester. V'hi bechinas nekuda b'heichola. This is referred to as the point in the sanctuary. Nekuda b'heichola. Because the Choshev HaChabad Talmud Chacham that writes some articles in Chassidus in one of the journals, and the name of that, he writes it on a regular basis, and the name of the that he gave to his column is called Nekuda Beichola. He gives a Nekuda Beichola, a little Nekuda Beichola, and then he wants you to think about it. It's a beautiful term, Nekuda Beichola. This Aham Zderzu Kefishi Gnuza Bepnimis Alev, this hidden love in the heart, Nikus Bezoya Beshem Nakuda Behechala, and the Zoya, it's called the point inside the sanctuary. Nakuda Behechala. Hainu, Shehib, Bebchinis Nakuda, the Kamay Nakuda, Ainla Espashtus, La'arach La'arachav. What's that point? Nakuda means a point. Like a Nakuda, a dot. A Nakuda means a dot. And a dot has no Arach and Reichav, it has no length or width. A dot is the closest you can get to nothing, yeah? But it's still something. And it has not something a lot, but it doesn't have any espashtus. It doesn't have any it didn't expand. It's in a dot. It's not that's what means a pintaliyid, the point of a Jew, the spark of a Jew, that point. A pintal is a point. It's a nakuda. It doesn't have oirach and roichav. Kach ahav azu b'chinas nakuda bilvad. So you have that. In every Jew, there's that pintaliyid, there's that point of ahava, but it doesn't have any length or width or breadth. It's a point. But oy vavoy, if anybody tries to mess with that point, you can't mess with that point. But that point doesn't have yet any roichev and oyrech. He begins nakuda bilvad kaidim shabol deyis galus v'spasas b'leiv ha'adam upnimis aleiv he. And the inner heart of a Jew is called the sanctuary of the heart. And in that sanctuary, that point of being a yid, the pintel yid, is hidden. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Hashem. After Purim. We're going to understand this much better after Purim.